This week, Army Specialist Luke P. Frist became the 484th member of the U.S. military to die in the war in Iraq. Frist was a 20-year-old reservist from Lafayette, Indiana. Since March, the number of Americans killed in Iraq has been an almost daily story, but the conflict is taking another human toll, the wounded. U.S. troops are also hurt by hostile fire almost every day. Just today, the Pentagon says 35 soldiers were injured in a mortar attack on sleeping quarters at a base west of Baghdad. Compared with fatalities, though, the number of servicemen and women who are wounded or become ill in Iraq gets much less attention. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has the first of two reports.
The other day, I talked about the war with tourists and others who were strolling in front of the U.S. Capitol. It was sunny. The sky was so blue it looked like it could break. Iraq seemed far away. And I asked everybody two questions.
Do you know how many American troops have been killed in Iraq since the war began?
An exact number?
Actually, most people knew approximately how many American troops have died, according to official reports. Military officials discussed that number in public.
I think it's 400 and something. Josephine Armstrong, I'm from the district.
Matthew Shrewsbury from Inverness, Florida. I'd guess about 500.
But the number of soldiers who've died reveals only part of the toll on American troops. Next question. Do you know how many American troops have had to be evacuated from Iraq because they got seriously injured or sick? And out of 24 people, nobody knew the answer. They didn't come close.
Evacuated? I'd say about 500 to 1,000. I'm Steve Scherer from Fairfax, Virginia.
Janet Soffren from Alabama. 600 to 1,000.
Ashley Dooley, Roanoke, Virginia. I'm not sure. Couple hundred.
In fact, military records suggest that roughly 9,000 American troops have been evacuated because they got seriously injured or sick. This includes troops wounded in action by bullets or bombs, and soldiers whose Humvees flipped over on a dangerous road, and troops who got infected with deadly parasites.
I'm surprised we haven't heard that.
And a lot of people haven't heard that toll because military officials don't talk about it much in public. I spent a few weeks trying to pin down that figure. 9,000 troops have been evacuated with serious problems, and there are still lots of questions about those troops that the military hasn't answered. You might think it'd be easy to get this kind of information. The military is obsessed with keeping records.
Hello, this is Jim Turner. I'm not available right now, but please leave a message, or better yet, email me your detail request at...
Jim Turner is spokesman for the Secretary of Defense. But when he eventually called back, he said he couldn't help. Turner said, I don't know how many troops have been evacuated because of injuries and illness. He said, sure, the Pentagon collects lots of statistics, but we don't collect all statistics for all people all of the time. Turner said the only place that might know the full story on casualties is the U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida. They supervise the war day to day. But when I called Central Command, a spokesman named Pete Mitchell bounced me right back where I started.
We, on a daily basis, have been directed to send the casualty numbers up to the Office of the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs.
So I wonder why the spokesman for the Secretary of Defense told me to call you guys at Central Command.
I don't know.
After many fruitless phone calls, I eventually tried the Army. And this time, somebody had some limited figures. Steve Stover is an Army spokesman.
The war in Iraq, to date, this is for the United States Army alone, since March 19th, there have been 8,848 soldiers who have been evacuated out of Iraq.
So, to be evacuated, that generally means you have a fairly serious injury or illness.
Yes.
There is some good news in this number. Some of the soldiers who've been evacuated for treatment probably would have died in past wars. This time, their body armor and medical technology helped save them. Stover says he can't give any specific information about those thousands of soldiers who've been evacuated. For instance, how many might be disabled for the rest of their lives?
I don't have those numbers. I know that United States Army Medical Command is actually keeping track of that figure and can provide you that data.
I have all kinds of questions here. How many of the soldiers have brain damage? How many are blind? How many have lost limbs? How many have severe depression or emotional illnesses brought on by the war?
Right. United States Army Medical Command.
But a spokesman for the Army Medical Command says they're still researching the answers, which raises a question. Why is it so hard to get this information?
Well, that kind of detailed information exists somewhere
in the great information databases of the Pentagon, but it may not have been collected in a form that makes it readily distributable.
Peter Fever studies the human costs of war at Duke University. He's working on a study about the conflict in Iraq.
I think the number of killed is absolutely certain, and it's also fairly low. But the wounded and sick, that's going to run in the hundreds, if not the thousands, on a monthly basis, and that's much harder to get accurate numbers.
But a leading member of Congress says he doesn't understand why. Chuck Hagel is the Republican senator from Nebraska. He used to help run the Veterans Administration, and he fought in Vietnam. Hagel says he's been trying to find out details about troops who've been wounded in Iraq. He sent a list of questions to the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld.
I ask total number of American battlefield casualties in Afghanistan and Iraq. What is the official Pentagon definition of wounded in action? What is the procedure for releasing this information in a timely way to the public and the criteria for awarding a Purple Heart? And an updated tally of the number of Americans who've received the Purple Heart and the dates they were awarded.
6 weeks later, Hagel got an answer.
This is coming straight from the letter. At this time, we were unfortunately lacking in information, and we didn't have the information that you requested, which I find astounding. As computerized and high-tech as this military is, I wouldn't say anyone is lying, but I would say that there's a gap in credibility here.
There's another group of people who want government officials to state the full cost of the war, and that's some of the troops themselves. The other morning, I met with a few patients at the Walter Reed Army Hospital here in Washington, D.C. They got medevaced out of Iraq more than 3 months ago. They're still getting treatment, but they feel the public doesn't know they exist. And call this soldier Bill. He's worried he'll get in trouble if he uses his name.
You know, just because I'm not missing a leg or an arm or been shot, that I should be ignored when it comes to a little bit of, I wouldn't say grabbing attention, but to be noticed.
Bill's injuries aren't dramatic or even visible, but his body's a wreck from working on a helicopter that was always taking evasive action. He has back and spinal problems. He's in constant pain. He can't lift anything heavy. Another soldier got a blood clot, apparently from driving a cramped military truck for up to 12 hours a day on horrendous roads. You can't see that injury either, but he's in a wheelchair. Senator Chuck Hagel says until government officials give a detailed accounting of all the casualties in Iraq, it's going to be impossible to know how much the war really costs.
It's important because the average American who is financing this war, it's their sons and daughters who are fighting this war and dying in this war, need to understand the complications, the severity, the dangers, and the uncontrollables of what is going on over there. They were lied to in Vietnam. The more the American people understand what the long-term commitments are here and what it's going to require to sustain this policy may well change the balance and the equation of support.
Meanwhile, Hagel and veterans groups and reporters are still asking questions. For example, how many Marines and Navy SEALs have been evacuated from Iraq with serious injuries and illnesses, and what's their condition? How many troops have gotten better and returned to service? How many face months or years of rehabilitation? And is the military's medical system prepared to take care of them? So far, incomplete answers. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News, Washington.